Nolte, disgraced CNN caught lying about disbanding race and equity team. By John Nolte on July 12, 2024. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and violence, tried to lie its way out of the awesome news that it had disbanded its stupid race and equity reporting team. Disgraced CNN CEO Mark Thompson is hoping to restructure his failing hate outlet into something sustainable by adding on some kind of a subscription lifestyle journalism service. The far-left New York Times has successfully funded its news lies and propaganda with puzzles, recipes, and travel tips. Knlal is hoping it can do the same. But this means restructuring, and that means job cuts, and that stupid race and equity reporting team was part of a reported 100 CNN job cuts. But CNN being CNN, a spokesperson assumed CNN's normal default position of telling bald-faced lies and at first, lied about not having disbanded its stupid race and equity team. A network spokesperson first claimed the race and equality team was not disbanded before admitting to reporter Phil Lewis that it will no longer exist as a mission-oriented unit, the New York Post reports. Then CNN eventually admitted to Lewis that the team is not a team anymore. They're assigned to different areas so that, their perspective and work is brought into all of our types of programming. It's not a unit in the way it was before, CNN added, but race and equality is very much still their focus. Except that's not even true. According to Lewis, CNN's stupid race and equity team was made up of three so-called journalists. But one was laid off. So if one was fired, the team was, in fact, not assigned to a different area where race and equity will remain a focus, were they? This is the thing I will always come back to when it comes to fake news outlets like Knlal. If CNN is willing to lie and obfuscate over little things like this, we mere mortals will never be able to wrap our minds around the lengths a CNN will go to lie about things that actually matter. To wit, Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. The Biden sharp as attack hoax. Kleptomaniacs steal just to steal. The media are the lying equivalent of a klepto. They lie just to lie because they can't help it, because lying is who they are. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.